Welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we're just going to be talking about our Christmas fun days because we've had loads of stuff going on. So we're just going to mention them in
briefly. Crazy November, December, hasn't it?
I think this is the busiest we've ever been.
Yes.
Or at least it feels like it's the busiest we've ever been.
Yeah. Good though.
Yeah. So obviously last week we talked about the Race to 10 Booking Street, the Twitter chats, and that is still ongoing.
Yeah.
But last week we had the Mace debate, which was with the English School Union, and I took my debate team off to take round in the first heat. And you know what? We only missed out by a fraction. We almost had it, but we didn't question something because I didn't realise that we could question it.
Yeah. It's all a growing skill with your debate team, though. It's all good, the experience of it, because you know we go to that Mace debating competition. And those kids that they're up against are all college kids.
Yeah. Mine are only in year 10.
Year 10. So, you know, by the time they get to college, they're going to be pretty good
at it.
We're
just going to win every year. Watch out, Mace.
Yeah.
It's a learning experience for me as well, as I've never done it before.
I love it.
So I always come away with the new kind of, okay, this is where we need to work on next. This is what we need to work on next.
Yeah.
So, yeah, brilliant.
It is funny though because we rock up and we're the only team that like to bring like a massive fan base.
But yeah, I turned up to Beckett and she was like, "Oh gosh, it's you and your crew again." She was like, "You always have the biggest crew." I was like, "Oh gosh, Toot Hill's now going to be known as you know the debate team that turns up with 20 of them and eats all the sandwiches." But you know, there was a huge buffet. Who else is going to eat the sandwiches?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's being very polite, but we dive in, don't we?
Yeah. They're very good. They do eat all the food. There were stuffing crisps in their pockets. All the grammar schools. Yeah, brilliant. So I definitely recommend if you've got a debating club, you know, head to Mace because it's such a great experience. And then talking about debate, we also had the debate off, on Thursday.
Goodness.
And the idea was that we're focusing on politics. So we do 5-minute quick rounds.
Yep.
You wrote the question, so I didn't know what was
coming
up.
You had no idea.
And it was them against me.
And you did the debating, because obviously it's your kind of thing, isn't it? So I said,
making stuff up.
Yeah, I just chaired it,
basically. And it was insane.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't it?
I don't think I've seen that many people in here, like, sitting silently and just, like, watching. It was intense.
It was amazing.
On both lunches as well.
Yeah, the place was full. But the students being really, really good and listening to the debate, and then they all had a little vote at the end.
Yeah, huge discussion.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they were like, "When's the next one? When's the next one?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this was a one-off thing. Yeah. What have we started?" Then I'll be like, "When's the next debate off?"
It was very good.
It was amazing, though. So we did that, and then we've started our Christmas raffle countdown.
Yeah, we're on the countdown to Christmas. So each year we do the Christmas raffle, and students can't buy tickets, they can only earn tickets. So if they do something kind, or if they work hard, or if they do one of the activities in the Learning Lounge, then they get raffle tickets. And we have an array of prizes, so signed books, sweets, chocolate, smellies.
All sorts,
yeah.
But we always get the Scrabble board out at Christmas, and it goes wild.
Yep.
Wild. Everyone wants to put a word on for Scrabble.
Yep, because every person that puts a word on the Scrabble board gets a raffle ticket. But you know what? We had two sneaky student librarians last night who came to Extended Study Club.
And they played Scrabble, didn't
they? Yeah, they played Scrabble.
But they wrote the words down and just got like 1,000 tickets. You should have been like, "Hey, it's Board Games Club. This doesn't count."
Yeah. But I have to hand it to them. They were breaking the system, weren't they? They were breaking
the system.
They
found a loophole.
It was
and now
funny,
we're on to them.
Yeah.
They've been barred from Scrabble. The bouncers will come and take them away.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all good fun, though, the Christmas raffle.
And then next week we've got our Christmas movie, which is the Polar Express.
Yes.
We've got our... Yeah. The polling will eventually happen as well on the books. And then obviously the Christmas party with the student librarians. Yeah, we've got the food list out.
There's so much going on. But it's all good fun, and it's we've got the Christmas music playing at break time, although you can't hear it because it's a bit loud in here sometimes. Not people shouting, but it's just
the excitement are
getting a bit excited, aren't they? I've got my Christmas hat, and you've got a pair of antlers, haven't you?
Yeah, I'll pull the sleigh. You can deliver the presents. I got the red nose for it.
Oh, the students love it, though.
Yeah, it is a nice time of year to work in a library and a school.
Yeah.
And then tonight I've got the manga ultimate quiz, because at the end of when we come up to Christmas, I always like to do like a massive thing before Christmas with the clubs, so it feels like we've built to something. And it's a huge array of questions. There's a sound round, there's a taste round, there's a bad drawing round. So if you do have a manga club and you're stuck for ideas, just let me know, because I'll happily forward it on to you, because I think it can be used anywhere. It's not like selective to here.
Yeah.
So just follow us at lounge_learning and I'll send over. What have we been reading?
Oh, okay. So last week we talked about a book called Eat Dirt by Goldie Moldavsky.
Yeah, and I said it was one of the only books that had made me laugh.
Yeah, and I was desperate to read it, but it's been sort of going in and out of the library, so I haven't been able to get hold of it. But I managed to get hold of it, and oh my goodness, it's so funny. It is brilliant. Mm. I do feel like I'm in an American Pie. It's great. Yeah.
It's just so crazy. That's what I loved about it.
And the bit I'm on at the moment, I don't know if anybody's read this out there, but the bit I'm on at the moment is where they're making these picket signs. The lady who's running this, the counsellor, bearing in mind these counsellors run these sessions on these camps and they actually know nothing about what they're running.
No.
Okay. So I think she's called Judy
Judy. That.
And she's running, you know, you've got to design these picket signs, and if you design a good picket sign, they'll give you a point towards your campaign. And she's basically stipulated that she doesn't like the colour maroon but likes the colour plum. The difference between maroon and plum, I don't think
there's much difference.
And she's clearly stated as well that she doesn't like the band Maroon 5, but she likes Adam Levine, who's in Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to put these on the picket signs.
She's kind of like, you get extra points if these are on the picket signs.
And this poor guy called Gregor, he's done his sign and, he thinks it looks quite good. And he's put Adam Levine on his picket sign. And they all think it looks like Bruce Willis eating ass.
It's so crazy.
It's just hilarious because he's put this plum with Bruce Willis and it's just so funny. I'm sorry, you need to read this book because it's brilliant.
I was reading reviews about this book and everyone said that I think it's Kill the Boy Band, which was her other book, is funnier.
Have we got that one?
I don't think we do, but they said that's funnier. And I was like, anything be funnier than Eat Dirt?
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to read that one now because I just know it'll be the same kind of satire and stuff. Yeah. And just nonsense.
I want this to be a film.
I want it to be a film
as well. I would go and watch it.
Even, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but when you get to the end, you can just picture it cinematically. Just because it does build to a nice crescendo.
Oh my goodness, is it going to go crazy? Yeah, yeah.
It goes absolutely mad. Just absolutely mad. And you're just like, I could see this happening at a summer camp in America.
Yeah, you
like,
can.
This happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's loving it. I love it so much.
So
I'm glad you're enjoying it as well.
I am, yeah.
I don't think we've got this passion about a book since Stags, because we passed that back and forth.
Oh, I know, yeah. No, this is great. We definitely need to get the other one.
Mm, for sure.
Yeah.
Keep writing them, Goldie. I've been reading one of my graphic novels. It's called Check Please by Ngozi Yukazu. I hope I've said that right. And I got this book because they said a lot of the kids love Heartstopper by Alice Osman. Absolutely love it. And that's kind of like boys that play rugby, but they're also in a relationship. And this is about boys that play hockey and they go into a relationship. So it was recommended. But after reading it, it is quite adult, I would say, because the characters in it are in college, university. So there's a lot of frat parties and talking about girls and a lot of swearing. So I'm kind of reading it like, oh no, this, I can't give this to the people that like Heartstopper, because even though they'd enjoy it, it's so much more mature
right
than that.
Yeah.
So I'd say if you do get it, it's definitely probably year 10 and above.
Yeah, and so. It's a shame because the picture on the front obviously looks very twee.
Yeah.
You know, it's
the art in it is really nice.
Yeah.
It's got really nice colour to it and the art style is really good. And there's actually a lot of speech in there as well.
Mm.
So it's a full book. You know, I've actually felt like I've been reading a book when I've been reading this. And it's charming and it's sweet and the main character's lovely. He doesn't do any swearing or any kind of shenanigans.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like the supporting cast. And there's a lot of stuff about hockey in there which I wasn't aware of. So it's really fun to read, but I'm like, oh, I don't think this is for the younger audience. So if you are getting graphic novels, just make a note of that. But it is a good one.
Yeah.
Next week, we will be talking about our Christmas reads. So we've both taken a stack of books home for the Christmas period.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about which books we've taken away with us, and we'll be chatting a bit about that. Obviously, we won't be able to tell you the winner of Race to 10 Booking Street on our podcast, as we'll break up for Christmas before we know. But please follow our Twitter.
And you'll find out. Yes. Because we will reveal the winner on Friday, the 13th of December.
So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.